Okay, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes. We're in Ayin Ches and Beis. We'll start by the two dots on the first white line. The Mishnah yesterday said, Oshanasa and Garia, Amalah Rachel Chalopanecha. If a guy rents an animal and then it's seized by the government, so the renter, the guy who rented out, what's he called in English? Someone who rents out an animal. In Hebrew, that's called a maskier. In English, there's no word for that. It's very odd to have a word in Hebrew, not in English. Hamas, the maskier. The rent? No, the renter is the guy who rents it. That's a socher. A socher is a renter.
The rentor.
Right? And then the rentee. Okay, so the rentor says, Harishal Chalafanecha. What does that mean? That means, basically, it's your tough luck. It's your tough luck. Okay, I tell you, I rented you an animal. It happens, it's your mazel that the government's going to take it. As long as you have some use out of it. If it's a total loss, I paid money for nothing. I paid money to rent an animal, so I never use out of it. But if it's not a total loss, it was a month rental, but the king's going to use it for 3 weeks, I have a week out of it, it's your loss. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, Mahalog is Rav and Shmuel. Amar Rav, Rav says, Lo shanu elan ban gayir chazeres. That's only true if the government will give the horse back, will give the donkey back, right? Aval an gayir she'enu chazeres, but if they're not giving it back, then chayav l'hamid lo chamar. Then they have to give another donkey. Why? Because it's a total loss. They're not giving it back. Depending on what they took it for. Ushmul Amar, no. Ben Angaria Chazeres, Ben Angaria She'eno Chazeres. It doesn't make a difference. Here's the pshat. In Bederech Hilucha Nitla, if they took it on the same path that you're going, in other words, you're going to Washington to complain. And they're also going to Washington. And they took it on the way down. Then it's not going to be a total loss. Why? Rashi explains. The custom was, they would take your animal till they found a different animal. So you're all traveling down to Washington. So they're going to seize your animal. But in 20 minutes, in half a day, they'll seize a different guy's animal. They'll leave yours there. So it's not going to be a total loss. Same idea. Vim lav, v'derech hilucha, but if it's not the same path you're going, out of left field, then nitla, and then they took it, chayav lahamad lo chamor, then they have to give you another one. Okay? Meisvei, wait a minute. We have a braisa that says as follows. Hatzach rents a chamor, if somebody rents a donkey, v'hirvrika, and it got some kind of eye disease, and it can't see, oh, shenish tatisa, or became crazy, armelo, harishach halofanecha, it's your loss. It's not a total loss. You can still work with it, it's just very difficult. Can't see, it's crazy, but it's not a total loss. Mesa, but if it died, Oshana, Zangaria, or it was seized by the government, Chayav Lohamad Lohamor, you have to give him another donkey. Why? Total loss. Bishlomo Lorav Lokasha. Rav, it was one of me Akasha. You know what? Khan, our Mishnah is talking about Vangaria Choseres. An Angaria that will come back. Therefore, it's not a total loss. Khan, it is Brisa, Vangaria Shana Choseres. Talk about a total loss. Elo Shmuel Kasha. Shmuel's Akasha. And if you want to tell me, Shmuel Nami lo Kasha, Shmuel's not a Kasha. Khan, the Mishnah talking about, Sheber Derech Elichasa Nitla. They took it when on the way. Therefore, it's not a total loss. And Khan, the Brach is talking about, Shlomo Derech Elichasa, not the way. Nitla, it was taken. Hamad Tani Seifa. But wait a minute. But the Seifa of this Brach, which I didn't tell you yet, says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, in Bederech Elichasa Nitla, if it was taken on the way, Omelo HaReshel Chalafanecha. Here it is. V'yam lav, and if not, chayiv lahamad lo chamor. You have to provide another donkey. Michlal, what do you see from here? To the Tanakama, that according to the Tanakama, lo shani lo, makes no difference. So it's a kasha on Shmuel. The Gemara is going to give such an obvious answer. Amalach Shmuel, lav miyikar b'shirim ben Elazar, don't I say the exact same thing as b'shirim ben Elazar? What kind of kasha is this? I say, you're right, the machlokas tanoim, Rav holds like the Tanakama, I hold like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. And I'm sorry, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. I hold like him. What kasha is this? Ibai Zeba, a different answer. Cool Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The whole Brisa could be Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Because there are Mechzera. And there are words missing to make it make sense. Vachi Kitani. Here's what the Mishnah this Brisa should say. Hazachar et Zachamor. If somebody borrows a donkey, Ve'ev Rika, and it gets blind, Oshin Estatis, or becomes crazy, Omelo, Hareshach HaLofanecha. Here it is. Why? It's not a total loss. It's pretty hard, but it's not total. Meso, but if it died, on Shinasa Zagaria, or it got seized by the government, Chayev Lahamad Lo Chamor. You have to provide another donkey. The Medav Amurim, when is that true? Shlomo Derech Alichasa. Not in the normal way. Nitla, it was taken. But if it was taken when you're going in the same direction, so in other words, it won't be taken forever. The owner, the maskier can say to the socher, you're bad mazel. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. That's the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would say, in bederech halichasa nitla amalah reisha chal v'necha. And if not, chayav lahamalo chamar. You have to provide another one. So that's exactly what Shmuel said. Says the Gemara, umi matzis mukmis la kashir ben Elazar. Can we really say this whole story that Shmuel? Can we really say that this brisa is going to the shita of Rashir Menelazar? Vakatani Risha, but we learned in the Risha Hasocher es hachamor. If somebody rents a donkey, v'ivrika, and it becomes blind, oshen es datza, or becomes crazy, amalo harisha chalafanecha. Here it is. In other words, it's your loss. It's your loss. Why? It's not a total loss. It's not a total loss. The ilu Rashir Menelazar Omer. But Rashi Menelazar says a different brisa. Hasocher es hachamor. If somebody borrows a donkey, lirkov aleha, to ride it, v'ivrika, and it becomes blind, oshen eshtatza, or becomes crazy, chayav l'hamad lo chamor. You have to provide another one. But Rashi Menelazar just said, the way we change the brisa, Rashi Menelazar says that if it becomes blind or crazy, you don't have to provide another one. Here he says, if you borrowed a donkey for riding, and it becomes blind or crazy, you do have to borrow another one. So I'm a rabbi, Rav Huna, lurk of Aleh Shaini. No, riding is different. Says, explains Rashi, riding, if you can't ride a blind animal, that's considered a total loss. You can't ride a crazy animal. To put a loan on it and ride a blind animal, that you can do. Why? What's all the donkey's doing is schlepping. You can't schlep, it's too heavy. So you load up the donkey and you lead it along. So it's blind. So what? Yeah, it's much harder, Rashi, it's much harder to do it. It's much harder to work. You have to really be careful. The donkey can't see anything, or the donkey's wild. It's crazy, but it's not a total loss. You can't ride a blind donkey. That's just it's a suicide. You can't do that. You don't know where the donkey's going. You fall into a pit. You can hurt yourself. That's crazy. So when it's for riding purposes, that's a total loss. You can't ride. To schlep it along, so you can schlep it. It might be a little take slower. So what? And then, Amar of Papa, the Kleeds of Chukis, Kilur Govaleh Adami, glass, or any fragile thing, has the same din. You're not going to put fragile things on a blind donkey, that's also crazy. Right? To put schlep wheat and wood and things that don't break, good call a kavod. But to put glass, it's also nuts. Right? The animal can't see where it's going. Yes, you have to be there and lead it along. Okay, but it's still crazy to do that. Therefore, that's not halacha. Therefore, that's not a kash on Rav Shimon Elazar at all. Good? Amar Rav bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Hasocher es hachamor lurkov aleha. Pull daf now, the same kasha here. Hasocher es hachamor, someone rents a donkey, lurkov aleha, to ride it. Umeisa lo b'chatzi derech. And it died halfway through the journey. Halfway through the journey, it died. Nosin lo scharo shal chatzi aderech. You pay, right? You pay for half the rental. The ein lo alav elatarumos, and the socher has on the maskir just complaints. Okay, nothing but complaints, right? So far, so good. That's the case. So go ahead, hey, dummy. What's the case? Right? What's the case? Idishriach lagure. If you can rent another donkey, you wanted to get to California, right? And it died in the middle of Colorado. You're halfway there. So if you could get another donkey, terumas ma'avidite. What do you have complaints for? Get another one. Rent another one. You only paid for half the journey, so you didn't lose a thing. What do you have complaints for? Idelosh shchiach lagure. If you can't rent another one, no, there's no more, right? Then agra boy lemesively. You have to pay the guy a rental fee. Why? That's a little bit of a strange kasha. He got you halfway there, no? The Gemara's going to answer that. He got you halfway there. So the Gemara says, "Lo'olam d'lo shchiach laguri." No, really, really, there's no other donkey there. That's it. It's the last one in the world. No other donkey there. Why do you have to pay half a trip? We should have Amalei, because the maskier could say to the socher, "Ilu bois l'meis yad hacha." If your destination would have been here, if this would have been your final destination, "Lav laguri bois l'meisav," wouldn't you have given me rent? Wouldn't you have paid me? a rental fee to get you here? Of course you would have. So I got you here. Being here is better than being back home, no? You're halfway here. So you have to pay me rent. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Hichi dummy. What's the case? Ida amale chamor stam. If the rental consisted of chamor stam. Right? Stam, I'll give you a donkey. Take to California. Huh? Chayav lo lahamad lo chamor acher. The renter, the rentor, the maskier, has to provide another donkey. No? He said, I'll give you a donkey to go to California. He has to give him another one. Why is it chamor stam? Ida amale chamor zeh. But if they say, I'm going to give you that one, that's the best one I have. I'm giving you that donkey. So they specified that donkey. And then what happened? Then Im Cain, listen to this. If that's true, that we specify the specific donkey, then you should sell the donkey, Im Yesh Bidomeha, if you could sell it, then avail, it's a dead donkey now, it died. Likach, and buy another donkey. Continue the journey. Right? In other words, since I said I'm telling you this specific donkey, keep on going with the same donkey. Sell it. So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha be'ein b'she'ein to b'deme halikach. It's not worth anything. There's nothing you can sell. I don't know. There's no market for dead.
Does that belong to you now? Okay. So you rent someone something. It belongs
to you? No, it doesn't belong to you. You're going to sell it, buy another donkey, go to California, and when you get to California, you're going to give it to the owner. Not the same donkey, but the same value. We'll get it. You're asking a question which the Gemara is going to touch on in a minute. What you're really asking. So the Gemara says, and im, what about this one? Im yesh bidameha liskar yiskar. What about, you can't sell it, nobody wants to buy it, but you could, with the money of the vela, rent another donkey. Why can't you do that? Why can't you rent another donkey? Right? So, Rav Lataimei, Rav says that, no, Rav is Lashitasa, the Omar Rav, Lo Mechalinan Karna. We don't force you, we don't force the maskir to completely lose his product. If we take this dead donkey and use the proceeds to rent another donkey, who gets the other donkeys? That other donkey doesn't belong to anybody. Doesn't belong to these Damaski or the Socher. Belongs to a total third party. That means that the owner of the donkey lost everything. That's what you're saying. Oh, that's what you were asking. You don't have the right to do that. You don't have the right to do that.
But it's getting nothing back anyway. What's the negative?
You'll see the negative in a minute. It could be that I don't know what the negative is. I don't know. I was wondering about that. I don't know the negative. But the halacha is, it doesn't make a difference. Rav holds you cannot, Shmuel argues on that. Shmuel argues. Rav holds you cannot have a situation where the master completely loses his item. Can't have such a situation. You can't have it.
You do.
That's what he holds. Therefore, you can't sell the donkey. You can't even rent the donkey. Nothing. Selling it you could do. Assuming there was a buyer, that you could do. Because the new donkey belongs to the same master. That you could do.
You're only using
But if you buy another donkey, then the owner owns this donkey.
One thing, you can't buy another donkey, it's not worth that much money.
No, maybe this was the prized donkey. And you're buying a 100-year-old donkey. Right?
Or you're taking the money and renting the donkey.
What?
You have enough money to rent the donkey.
But who owns that donkey? A third party.
Exactly.
That you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. And that sounds harsh. You can't do that. If somebody rents a donkey and it dies halfway through, if there's money in here to sell it, that you can do. Liskar, but to rent it, al yiskar, you can't do that. No, even if there's money to rent it, you can rent it. What are they arguing in? Rav holds, no, you cannot totally take away the Karen. Ushmul Savar, Mechalin and Karna. And Shmuel holds a Karen. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to ask Kasha on Rav from the case of last Perek. We thought we were out of that Perek, but we're not. The case of a mashkanta desura. Mashkanta desura was where you sell, where you lend somebody money, and the deal was, you, in order to get around ribbis, we didn't understand it then, and we're not going to understand it now, but just one nekud that you have to understand, in order to get around the ribbis problem, the renter, the malve, the lender, was able to use the lovez field and deduct the rent by using the field. That we said, that's the only thing you have to know. That the malve is allowed to do that. He's allowed to take the lovez field, use it, and we're deducting a fee. And the, so how's that mutter? Because that would, we would deduct a fee whether or not the field produced a thing. Whether, even if it didn't, nothing yielded that year, you're still deducting. Therefore it wasn't ribbon. Okay? In very, very general terms. Right? That's what we said last para. So Meisvei, wait a minute. Let's say as follows. Let's say Yavesh Ha'ilan. Let's say the tree dried up. Oh, Nitzah. So someone chopped it down. Someone chopped it down. So now that it's chopped down, can I use it for firewood? Right? Can I use it for firewood? I'm going to totally destroy it. The answer is, Shnehem Asurimbo. Both the Malveh and the Loveh cannot touch that dead tree. Why? Because if each one touches it, they're going to violate ribbis. Why? Because they're removing the potential from the other party. Each one not allowed to touch it. Ketad Yaseh, what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Yilokeich bo karka, buy land with it, sell the tree and buy land, v'hu ochel peiros, and the malveh will eat the peiros from the new piece of land. So you're going to sell the dead tree and buy the new land. Can you use the tree for firewood? Absolutely not. Says the Gemara, you see by the kasha. V'hacha, but over here, you're going to buy land with this dead tree? What's going to happen to this land? V'hacha, given the chimata yovel, Yovel's going to come, kahadre aralamara, and the land is going to go back to the original purchaser. All land reverts back. And what's going to happen? The Lulove just lost his field. What? Right, so we're going to get around it. It's not really a kasha. So, but what's the kasha? The kasha is, the land's going to go back, right? Reuben and Shimon are the mouth of the Lulove, and Levi's the guy who owned this field. And he sold it to the Loveh. And the Malveh is eating Levi's field, really. What happened to the original tree? It's gone. Where is it? It's by Levi. And what's going to happen? So when it's a donkey, we said, oh, you got a new donkey. So instead of getting a 2009 Cadillac, you got a 1978 whatever. You got something, right? Instead of getting a good donkey, it was a brand new, a dead donkey, not worth. You got a cheap, you got something. We said, but rabbit hole, you can't get nothing. He ends up getting nothing. Why? Because the field's going back. What does the owner have left after Yovel? He's got nothing left. Exactly, he's got nothing left. He's got nothing left. Therefore, according to Rav, how could this be? The Kali Karna, the whole Karen is gone. Says the Gemara, no, Hacha Mayaskina, you know what's going on here? You sold it for 60 years. You sold it for 60 years, so what? The Amar of Chis, the Amar of Katina, Menayin L'Sachar Sadei L'Shishim Shana. How do you know if you sell a field for 60 years, She'enu Chazeris B'Yovel, that it doesn't revert in Yovel? You know why? She'nemar, because the Pasuk says by Yovel, V'Haaretz L'Simachar L'Tzmitzas. The land can't be sold for eternity. What does that mean? Mi She'en Sham Yovel Nitzmetzes. If not for Yovel, would the sale be eternal? Yeah. Not for Yovel, the sale would be eternal. Why? Oh, that's the answer. In that this case. Stam a field, would it be for eternity? Yes, it would. Then you know what? Yovel stops it. But, Yesham Yovel, Ena Mitzvetzes. Yesham Yovel, Ena Mitzvetzes. Ena Mitzvetzes. Yovel comes, it's not eternal. Yachas Azu, excluded here is, Sha'afal Pisha Ensham Yovel, Ena Mitzvetzes. Even without Yovel, it's not eternal. Therefore, it doesn't go back in Yovel. When will it go back? In 60 years. It's an obvious kasha. So, the bottom line is, l'chimata shidin shnin, kodji ara lomara, in 60 years' time, it's going back. Vika koli karna. And the guy's going to lose all his karna. Can you imagine this whole gemara here? This whole back and forth? Kasha on Rav from the cases of Yovel? So the gemara says, the holchamai is kinan, bizman shein Yovel, no way. No, we're talking bizman, there is no Yovel. There is no Yovel. So therefore what? The field taka never is going to go back.
Why don't you ask the question? The donkey's going to die also.
No, because maybe that's it's built into die. Nothing lasts forever. Live things don't last forever. Karka does last forever. That's the difference. Yeah, I hear you, Kasha. Hachinayim mistabra. By the way, this makes a lot of sense. That what? That we're talking about a case where it's not Yovel. Ditzal gadaitach bezman sheYovel noeg. Because if we're talking about a time where Yovel is noeg, umachalin and karna, and what? And the Karen will get destroyed, then natzlechei letive v'nashkalei. Why do you have to sell the tree and buy karka, chop it up and make it into firewood? Right? No matter what, the lover is going to lose his land. No matter what, the lover is losing his land. So why are you doing this whole charade? Don't give it to firewood. It's all gone. The Gemara says, "Even shemha lo kasha." That wouldn't be a kasha. You know why? Because then sometimes the shamul shani mishkanta kamei yovel. Maybe you can pay back before yovel comes. Inami or the matule zuze ufarak le arba v'chamesh shenin kamei yovel. Somehow you'll raise the cash and you'll be able to get your stuff back before yovel comes. So you can't destroy it because it could go back to the lova. It can't do that. So therefore, we had the option. That's not a kasha. But the option of buying another field, that was a kasha. Okay? Ready? Next. Fourth line from the bottom. Tana Rabbana. Hasocher es hasfina. If somebody rents a boat, utavala b'chatzi aderech, and it sinks halfway down. Halfway in the journey, the boat sinks. So Reb Nosson Omer, Reb Nosson says as follows. Im Nosson, if you already paid rent for the boat, lo yitol, you can't get back the rental fee. The im lo nasan, and if you didn't pay rent, lo yitain, you don't have to pay rent. Okay? So the question is, wait a minute, hechi dami, what's going on here? Ilayim b'sfina zu, v'yayin stam, if we're talking about this boat, I rented that boat, and the merchandise was going to be stam, I didn't specify what merchandise, stam yayin, then im nasan, if I already paid for the rent, am I lo yitol? Why can't I have a taina on the maskir, right? Namely, the socher shtev the maskir, havili svina svinta, bring me another boat. Then I'm masdina chamra, I got more wine to schlep, get me another boat. Why can't he say that? And ella, it must be, since he can't say that, it must be ella, but svina stam v'yayin zeh. No, the other way around. It was stam svina, but the merchant was specific. So if that's the case, im lo nasan, if you didn't pay, am I lo yitain? Why don't you have to pay rent? Why don't you have to pay the rent? Namely, the maskir can say to the socher, havli ahu chamra, bring me the wine, for I'm masnina basmint. I got another boat. I have another boat. What? Well, I understand. So I'll bring you another boat and I'll continue along the journey. Why don't you pay me for half the journey? Right, so that's what the price said. If you didn't pay, you don't have to pay. So why not? I have another boat ready, willing, and able to go. What? No, but his point is, you should pay me for the journey. I did half of it. I rented you my boat for half for a day. After half a day it sunk, pay me half a day. What? It got you. I am willing to give you another boat and continue. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. You have no more merchandise? Why should I suffer for that? Why is that my loss? You're right. There was a setback. I'm willing to make you whole. You don't have any more merchandise? It's not my problem. Well, the first half of the first side, you understood. It's the same exact thing. In the reverse.
What was you at? Lost $2,000 worth of wine.
What?
Fine.
That's a separate issue. It's a separate. We'll go to bed and fight that out. But in the meantime, it cost $100 a day to rent a boat. I will provide you with another boat, and you can finish the journey. Give me the $100. That's all he's saying. What's going to happen with the merchandise? Separate kasha. Right? That's all he's saying. I'm giving you another boat. Pay me my rental fee. That's all he's saying. So Amar Papa, lo mishkacha. So the whole case is, Ella besvina zu v'yayin zu. Now everybody was specific. So since it fell in the middle, everything stops. Svina zu, this boat. I don't want that boat. I don't want a different boat. And I only have this merchandise. So therefore, what you said is correct. Omer Papa, Ava Basfina Stam, Viyayin Stam, Cholkin. But what if it would be Stam a boat and Stam merchandise, and then this happened? then everybody would have to split 50-50. Everybody would have to pay 50-50 to pay for all the losses. It would be Cholgin. No. Next. Tanur Rabbanan. Also, Hazakar Sasmina. Somebody rents a boat. Uparkala Bachatiadera. For some crazy reason, the guy unloads his own stuff into the ocean halfway through. He sees pirates coming. He says, I'd rather lose it now than have the pirates take it. So what does he do? He dumps it overboard. Chatia derech. Right? Nosin lo scharo shel chatia derech. He pays for half the journey. Ve'ein lo Allah ve'ela tarumos. And he only has tarumos. He's got nothing else but complaints. Right? So again, hey chidami, what's the case? Ile medika mishakeach lagu. Who has complaints? The owner of the boat only has complaints against the guy who rented the boat. So hey chidami, what's the case? If he could find another person to rent the boat, then I might. It's like Tarumas. Why does he have complaints? He's going to find another buyer. We said all along, finding another person in the middle, even though it's a little bit of a tircha, that's not considered a tircha, that's not considered a setback. You get a rental fee. What's the big deal? If there's no one else, then kule agra boilish shlume. You should pay the whole rental fee. You rented a boat for a day. The fact that you still threw your own stuff overboard, why is it the owner of the boat's problem? Why is it his problem? You're Meshuggah. Why is it the owner of the boat's problem? So the Gemara says, La'olam dekama shekech lagure. Really, you can find another renter. Ella amai itzle tarumos. Why do you have complaining? Mishum rifsasa. Because, mishrusasa desfinta. Because it makes the boat weaker. Why? Because now every time you unload and load a boat, it makes the boat weaker. So you dump your stuff overboard. Now there's going to be a new person who's going to put his stuff on the boat. That makes the boat always weaker. Yeah, that's not really a taina. But there's a complaint against you. Yeah, you made a boat a little bit weaker. Right? Every time you unload and load, you always make it a little bit... So now it becomes one step weaker, right? Because why? Because you threw your stuff overboard in the middle. I have to find a new guy. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting my fee. But the boat's like a drop worse now. So ihachi, if that's true, taina ma'ayisahu. That's a good taina, no? You made my boat weaker. A memora is legabe. You should have to pay for that. Ella my what? No, you should pay that extra. He should pay for the fact that he made the boat weaker. No. That wasn't part of the rent. Yeah, but now it was wear and tear twice. Because it was going to be one cargo in, one cargo off. Now it's one cargo in, one cargo off, new cargo on, new cargo off. So you should have to pay for that. Ella, so now we have a whole new pshat. Ella, my parka, you know what that means? The parka that you only, you know, we said, why would a guy throw his own stuff overboard in the middle of a journey? Because he saw pirates? That's not what happened. What happened was, what? Yeah. Ella, my parka, what does it mean he unloaded the boat? The parka lo tuune digave. You know what that means? He stopped at a port halfway down, and he unloaded his own stuff. He loaded more stuff onto the boat. In other words, he stopped to load more of his own stuff. And we're changing the case now. Now he's not renting the boat by weight. He's renting it by the day. I can shove whatever I want on this boat. I have the boat for the day. So we're going to go to Haifa. We're going to stop off in Akko. We're going to pick up more stuff. And then we're going to go to Eilat. Okay? That's what's going on. When it says partly unloaded, yeah, it means he unloaded from his other boat onto this boat. More merchandise. That's what he did. So Ella, my tarumos. What does the guy have complaints for then? He told him he could do it. He paid him for the day. He could do whatever he wanted with that boat. Right? So what does he have complaints for? Either Mishum Shina Daita, either because the guy was hoping it would be a fast buck. He'll quickly bring the boat and be able to rent it again. But now you stopped off in Akko, you unloaded more stuff, it's schlepping. And he's all upset because he thought he'd be able to make a fast buck. He has a complaint? Yeah, he has a complaint. Is it a monetary complaint? No. Inami or La'ashli Yitzera has to provide more rope. He thought he can get away with giving him a half a take of gas, right? And I realized, no, it's going to be a whole sloppy thing. He's got to give him more rope and more supply for this journey. That's already. Does he have a complaint? Yeah. Is it a monetary complaint? No. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Next, Tanur Rabbanan. Socher is a chamar. Someone rents a donkey. Lirko v'leo to ride it. Socher meniach alav. The socher, the renter, is allowed to put on it ksuso, his clothing, v'lignuso, and his flask. Umuzinosav shel otsa haderech, and food for that journey. Mikan de'elich, if he tries to schlep more than that on the donkey, chamor ma'akev alav. The donkey driver could say, no, it's too much. It's too much on the donkey. Right? Chamar, what about the donkey driver? Hiniach alav se'orim, v'teven. He could put on the wheat and the barley, right? The straw. Umuzinosav shel otsa hayom. And food for the entire day. When it came to the renter, he could only put on food for each meal. But the socher, the chamar, the driver, can put on food for the whole day. The kan ve'elech, if he tries to put on more than that, socher ma'akev alav. The socher could say, no way. Now you're making the donkey too much burden. So, hechidami, what's the case? Edeshkech lemezavein, if it's very easy to buy food. Right? Is that what it means? Yeah. Ishkech lemezavein, if you can buy food right away, then chamar nami la'akev. You shouldn't be able to put on food for more than that day. Right? And if you can't find food right away, hasocher nami lo la'akev. Right? Was that, no, I'm reading it wrong.
First place, let the donkey drive.
Right, what's going on? Why, in other words, why are we treating them differently? Why are we treating them differently?
Because the guy who's renting it's putting on more stuff on it. He's putting on for the whole journey. He's only putting it by day.
No, so the Gemara gives a similar thing. You can buy food from hotel to hotel. But a donkey driver, that's his normal life. He normally will barter every time. The renter doesn't do that. That's not his nature. He's a stama guy. He's doing a one-shot thing. So, of course, you know, the guys in the know, the truck drivers, the driver across the whole country, they know exactly, you know, the ins and outs about the food. They have different rules. You have different rules. Tanur Rabbanan. Hasocher es hachamar lirkov aleha. If someone rents a donkey to ride on, ish, a man, lo tirka lav isha. A woman can't ride it. Why? Because she's heavier. She's heavier than the man. That's not why. The reason is because she doesn't sit like a man. So she squirms, and she doesn't sit normally. And therefore, it's more of a burden on the donkey. Okay? Therefore, if a man rents a donkey, a woman can't sit on the donkey. Why? Because it's not part of the deal. It's more of a tircha for the donkey. That's not part of the deal. Why? Because they don't know how to sit on donkeys. Isha, but if a woman rents a donkey, roche v'leha ish, then a man can. Why? It's easier for the donkey.
He's twice the size.
What?
He's twice the heavier.
Well, man, listen to this one. The isha and a woman, ben gedola ben katana, whether she's big or little, afilu muberes, even if she's pregnant, afilu minika, and even if she is nursing. So all the Rishonim ask, how come the Gemara doesn't say over here that what about if a big man or a small man? Only a big, because the answer is because a big man was very shchiach. I don't have to tell you what's shchiach. I have to tell you what's not shchiach. A big woman, that's not shchiach, right? You don't see 6 foot women generally, right? If you do, it's a very unusual thing. Even today, it's very unusual. Men, all different sizes. Women, that's not so true. So for the women, we had to specify it. Right, you sent the telegram, the woman's coming to rent a donkey. All of a sudden, a 7 foot woman shows up. Yeah, I got to rent it to her. It's not normal. Doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, Hashter menika omeres muberes mibaya. So wait a minute. If she's nursing, I had to tell you the halacha that she's pregnant. Of course. Why? Because the Gemara assumed that it was nursing, the nursing baby would be there with her. So it's two people. So if two people can rent, of course a pregnant woman can rent. A pregnant woman weighs less than two people. Even if it's a newborn, a pregnant woman still weighs less. Right? So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, no, Mubaris, she's pregnant, Vihimanika, and she's nursing Kamar. Right? She's pregnant and nursing. Right? Amar Abaya, Baya says a very difficult line. Shmamino, you see from here, that Binisa Akrisa Takla. That the price, the Binisa means a fish. A fish that's sold in the market, right, by the size of the belly, is determined the price of the fish. You hear that, Bart? You hear what Abaye is saying? What's exactly Abaye is saying? L'mayin afkamina, what's the difference? L'nekachomemkar. What's the difference? What does that mean? I want to go to a store and buy a fish. So I'll weigh the fish, and whatever the fish costs, I'll pay. per pound. What do you mean that the price of the fish is determined by the belly? What does that mean? That a woman, I don't know what that means. That a woman's weight is determined by her belly?
It's not going to be good either way.
No matter what, this is not going to come out good. This is one of those, what does that mean? I don't know what it means. I don't even know what the push-up shot means. Right? What does it mean? So the Rishash, stay for one more minute. The Rishash has a whole pshat that says that what? He quotes the Rishash in the article?
That if you take two women who are equally round.
Right.
And heavy, but one is pregnant and one isn't.
Right.
Okay? And kind of just the contrast, the pregnant woman to a portly not pregnant woman of equal size, and teaches that the former weighs more than the latter. The heavier, the pregnant woman is heavier than the non pregnant, equally large lady.
Uh-huh.
There's a body then applies this concept, this applies
to fish.
The
Rishash is a whole different shot. The Rishash says that a full person weighs less than a hungry person. A full person, same size, but if you're full, weighs less than a hungry person. That's what he's telling you. It follows by the weighs less. It says over here, Derech HaTivyim, Tivian, the naturalist, Sha'adam Achar Achilasa Mishkal Kal Yosir Mishahu Ra'iv. He weighs less than when he's hungry. Velazeh Boloma Sha'ainzeh Klal Sha'keres Kal Yosir Kishu Mala Kishu Rekar. Not because the stomach is different. Sha'muberes Eina Kain El Adrava Zegorim Kovid. So by a pregnant woman, it's different. Why is the baby there? Not because food, because a baby. That's why it's different. Okay. Like I said, I'm not exactly sure what Abaye meant to say by this, but we finished the daf and we will resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
I just don't even go there.